Moment of silence. Dios, concédeme la serenidad para aceptar las cosas que no puedo cambiar. Valor para cambiar aquellas que puedo. Y sabiduría para conocer la diferencia. Elisa, por favor. Elisa, please.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Elisa y soy un miembro muy agradecido de los grupos de familia Al-Anon, que es una hermandad de familiares y amigos de las personas que sufren con la enfermedad del alcohólico. Good afternoon, my name is Elisa y I am a grateful member of Al-Anon Family Group, a fellowship of family and friends of alcoholic. Estoy muy honrada por la invitación para compartir mi experiencia, fortaleza y esperanza con esta maravillosa audiencia esta tarde para participar de este banquete espiritual, que ya lo comenzó Teresa esta mañana con un delicioso desayuno espiritual que me llegó mucho al corazón. Muchas gracias, Teresa, por tu compartimiento. I feel so honored for the invitation to come here to share my experience, strength, and hope with this wonderful audience to participate of this spiritual banquet. And Teresa already started this morning with a delicious breakfast with her chairs that he touched my heart. Thank you so much, Teresa. And please forgive me because it's my first time doing back and forth. And already the group know that the night before I was thinking to do it only in Spanish. Yeah, we have some people doing translation, but that one is how the program work, because I was facing my fear. Because my program said, progress, not perfection. Yeah, I was worried that you will not get my message in English. But anyway, now we are go back to the initial plans. Bueno, ahora lo voy a decir en español porque ya me pasé en inglés. Quiero anunciarles que anoche pasada yo iba a hacer mi presentación solo en español, iba a tener la traducción en inglés, porque estaba muy ansiosa, me sentía muy ansiosa de no poderlo hablar perfectamente en inglés para que ustedes recibirán el mensaje así en el idioma inglés. Pero después, con el compartimiento de Teresa, dije, ¡ay, ella lo ha hecho tan bien! Y yo estoy acá con ustedes, con mi familia. Esta es la primera vez que lo voy a hacer y estoy con personas amigas para tratarlo. Es progreso y no perfección. I will be honest with you guys that the first time I received, voy a hacer, eso es, pasa que me confundo a veces con el español y el inglés. Le voy a ser honesta, que cuando recibí la invitación para venir a hablar en el Day en Al-Anon, me invadió una ansiedad, porque siempre he tenido pánico de hablar en público. Pero respiré profundo, como en otras situaciones lo he hecho, invitar a mi poder superior y seguir los consejos de mi madrina de aceptar el servicio. Okay, I will be honest with you. When I received the invitation to come in to speak here in the Day in Al-Anon, I was feeling so anxious that I was, because it reminded me when I was a child and I was panic in front of the class to talking in public. But I bring my higher power on me. Yeah, I follow what my sponsor all the time encouraged me to say when they asking for service. They says just yes, because you are have the willingness, and when you you feel weak, your higher power is powerful, and he will provide you the strength to do his will, and his will is for me to be here. Asimismo, agradezco a mi poder superior que me ha dado, porque mi poder superior tiene bastante sentido de humor. Me pone sobre estas situaciones como las que ya les he comentado, ¿no? De difíciles para afrontar mis miedos. At the same time, I am very grateful of my higher power to put me in this situation. No, the back and forth that I was not sure what I would be doing. And because it's the way that he put me in that situation to face my fears. Because I before Al-Anon, I have a lot of fear. Yeah, I am working on that, to don't feel fearful, that I trust in my higher power, that he will provide whatever I need. Bueno, el tema que vengo a compartirles hoy día es acerca del servicio y el apadrinazgo. Y primero quiero darles un breve resumen de mi vida antes de llegar a Al-Anon. The topic that I want to come in to share with you guys today is about service and sponsorship. And first, I would like to give you a brief resume of my life before coming to Al-Anon. Please don't cry. Yo soy una hija adulta de un padre alcohólico y una madre neurótica y sumisa. A pesar de haber salido de mi país, escapándome de mi familia disfuncional, cargué conmigo los efectos del alcoholismo de mi padre. I am an adult child of an alcoholic father and a neurotic mother and submissive. And beside that, I left my country to escape from my dysfunctional family. I carry with me the effects of my father's alcoholism. Cuando me caso y tengo mis dos hijos, comenzaron a salir con mayor intensidad mis defectos de carácter. When I got married, I was already here in California, I have my two sons, they start with more intensity my character defects. Y le cuento a una amiga que ella ya venía a las reuniones de Al-Anon, pero no me decía que era Al-Anon, y lo que yo me sentía sola y abandonada, porque mi esposo prefería trabajos fuera del país y prefería el trabajo que a la familia. Y que era el mismo dolor que yo sentía de niña cuando mi padre prefería el alcohol que a su familia. Y I was telling a friend that she was an Al-Anon member here, how I was feeling lonely and abandoned because my husband was going to business, travel for business. His job, he was outside of the country, and he preferred his job in a state of the family. And that behavior of him touched my wounds, touched the pain that I was feeling was I was a little child, and my father preferred the alcoholic in a state of the family. Como no contaba con mi familia, porque soy de Perú y mi familia, mayor de mi familia, vive en Perú, y mi esposo es canadiense, su familia es en Canadá, no solo me sentía sola y abandonada, sino que sentía mucho resentimiento hacia mi esposo, y tenía muchos miedos y muchas culpas. Where I was here in California, I don't have my family. My family is in Peru. I am from Peru. And see, my husband is Canadian. His family is in Canada. I didn't count with any close family. I was feeling lonely and abandoned. I was carrying a lot of resentment toward my husband because he took me from my country, from my family away, and now he's going to war, and he abandoned me. He feel me. I was a huge resentment toward him, and I feel a lot of fears and guilt. Tenía mucho miedo de cómo iba a ver a ser mi futuro para mí y para mis hijos. Y tenía mucha culpa que mis hijos tenían un padre ausente y tenía mucha responsabilidad de cuidarlos, de ver por la casa, por la escuela, por las cuentas. Era más que todo como una madre soltera, sin esposo presente. And then I was feeling a lot of fears about my future and the future of my children. Fears because I had a degree before. Maybe I was thinking that to be a home mother, I was losing my career. And I have very fearful about that. And then I was feeling very guilty that my children, like myself, have an absent father because I was feeling my pain I was transmitting to them. And I took a lot of responsibility that to take care of them, to take care of the house, the school, the homework, the activity that they need to do, the bills. I was overloaded. De activities. Y así fue con todas esas emociones negativas que llegué a mi primera reunión de Al-Anon, donde a pesar de la barrera del idioma, me sentí en casa, me sentí con ese amor, con esa aceptación que hubiera querido que mis padres me hubieran dado, y me identifiqué con los comportamientos de mis compañeras y aunque no me conocían, decían mi historia. Fue very well. With all these bad emotions, feeling lonely, abandoned, I came to my first meeting in Al-Anon. And beside the language barrier, I feel the love and acceptance that I was longing from my parents. I feel very my soul start. I feel like my soul started healing. I was identified with all the sharings of the members. I was feeling when I was listening to the sharing, I was saying, oh, they don't know me and they are telling my story. How come? But anyway, it's the way that the program works. En ese momento comenzó mi jornada de rehabilitación y de recuperación física, mental, emocional y espiritual. In that moment, start the wonderful journey of recovery. and rehabilitation. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual recovery. Digo rehabilitación porque antes de Al-Anon no sabía cuidarme. Yo podía cuidar a los demás, cuidaba la casa, cuidaba a mis hijos, cuidaba a mis hermanas, mi mamá. Podía cuidar a todos, pero gastaba toda esa energía en cuidar a los demás y después al final no había energía para cuidarme a mí y no sabía. Y aquí aprendí con el ejemplo de ustedes a cuidarme, a amarme a mí misma, aceptarme como yo soy y no compararme con los demás. I say rehabilitation. Y I like that name because I heard in one of the Spanish sharings. Before Al-Anon, I didn't know how to take care of myself. I didn't know about self-care. I can't take care of my children, my mother, my sister, please their needs, but what about me? And with your example, you was an example for me to take care of myself, to love myself first, and to accept myself like I am. Like, I don't have a curly hair, I don't curly my hair anymore. I said the way that I am, the way that God created me, and not compare with another people. I don't want to be somebody else anymore. I want to be myself, the way that God created me. With me. Okay, ahí vamos. Mi esposo, después de tantas oraciones que rezaba a mi poder superior, que quería que mi esposo ya no viajara más y que encontrara un trabajo, un proyecto local. Finalmente le dieron un proyecto en Las Vegas. Y los 3 años que trabajó ahí, yo y mis hijos viajábamos a Las Vegas en el tiempo de las vacaciones de colegio. Finally, after many prayers to my higher power, please get a project, a local project for my husband. I want my boys be raised by his father too. And they gave me a project in Las Vegas. And the 3 years that he was working there, my children and I, we are traveling to Las Vegas during the school vacation. Ahí en Las Vegas encontré muchas reuniones de Al-Anon. Generalmente iba en las noches y los fines de semana, cuando mi esposo podía cuidar a mis hijos. Y participé en un taller que me llamó mucho la atención, que es cómo acelerar tu recuperación. Y me llamó la atención porque decía mi madrina, avanzo 3 pasos y retrocedo 2. ¿Cómo acelerar mi recuperación? Y fui al taller, y ese taller es basado a este panfleto, a este folleto. When I got busy, I got better. Y yo decía, busy, pero sí, yo estoy sumamente ocupada cuidando a los niños. Mis hijos eran Boy Scouts, al servicio de la comunidad, ¿qué es eso? Así que, bueno, there in Las Vegas, I found many Al-Anon meetings, and I went to participate in a workshop that was advertisement about how to speed your recovery. And call my attention. I said, wow, how to speed recovery? Because I felt like I was no recovering soon enough. Like I was moving three steps forward, two steps back. I didn't recognize that the baby step that I am doing move forward. And this workshop was based in this pamphlet, when I got busy, I got better. And my first reaction when I read busy, I said, oh, but I am busy. I am busy with my children, busy with the house, with all the activities. My kids, they was in Boy Scout. I am busy doing service to the community, to the Boy Scout. What it means to get, I was going to a many Al-Anon meeting, working my recovery with my sponsor. What is the sin? But here is what's the secret. Y este panfleto nos ofrece una valiosa información sobre este aspecto crucial de la recuperación, que es el servicio. Y estuve compartiendo esta semana con mi madrina, ¿no? Que los compañeros de AA hacen servicio para mantenerse sobrios. Y los compañeros de Al-Anon hacen servicio para mantenerse saludables, saludable física, emocional, mental y espiritualmente. This pamphlet, they provide a valuable information about our recovery by participation in the service. And this week I was sharing with my sponsor about how the members of AA, they do service to keep them sober. And we, as Al-Anon, we do service to keep us sane. Y ahora quisiera leer una, traer, leer una del libro Valor para Cambiar, que fue el primer libro que me dieron para leer. Y leerle una parte en la página 336 de Valor para Cambiar. Hoy me gusta pensar en la página 336, el 1, 2, tercer párrafo. Hoy me gusta pensar que participo activamente en el crecimiento de Al-Anon a través del servicio. No le estoy haciendo un favor a Al-Anon. Al-Anon me está haciendo un favor a mí. Me emociona recordar que puedo participar. Ustedes me lo permiten. Recordatorio para hoy. Escuchar, oír, pensar y leer acerca de un despertar espiritual es muy útil. Pero si en realidad deseo ese regalo, hay algo más que puedo hacer. Puedo participar. Lo que aprendemos a hacer, lo aprendemos haciendo. Y dice que la práctica hace al maestro. Uh-huh. Así que, por favor, Yanni, si me puedes.
I'd be glad to. I'm going to read what Alisa just read in English. Page 336, the very last paragraph of the reading. Today, I like to think that I get to take an active part in the growth of Al-Anon through service. I am not doing Al-Anon a favor. Al-Anon is doing me one. It actually thrills me to remember that I'm allowed to take part. You let me. Today's reminder, listening, hearing, thinking, and reading about the spiritual awakening are fine, but if I really want this gift, there is something I can do about it. I can get involved. The quote for the day from Aristotle. What we learn to do, we learn by doing. Thank you.
Y eso me hace recordar también concepto, me hace recordar el concepto cuarto concepto, que es participación y es la llave de la armonía. And that one remind me, concept four, that is participation is the key of harmony. And that one was very helpful in my family because I was doing everything. And then I start to giving, delegate. You teach me how to delegate. I start delegating to my children's, to my husband, even I didn't want it. Like my sponsor said, you throw the ball, don't pick at the ball. Don't pick at the ball, throw the ball, and let another people pick at the ball. And my boys, they will start helping me. Me gusta este párrafo, que también nos hace acordar el concepto 4, que es la participación es la llave de la armonía. Y fue un concepto que apliqué a mi casa, haciendo participar a mis hijos en las labores de la casa, que todo no lo tenía que hacer yo. Y también hace a mi esposo que participe, aunque no lo quería. Mi madrina me decía, arroja la pelota y haz que otros lo agarren. Pero no quieren agarrar la pelota, no, da, arrójala. Bueno. Así que cuando regresé a California de Las Vegas, vine con toda esa información y muy entusiasmada de cuál va a ser mi primer servicio en Alano. Así que se abrió la oportunidad de ser coordinadora del cuidado de los niños. Y me ayudó ese servicio a tener mi mente amplia, a confiar en mí, porque ustedes confiaban en mí, lo cual me ayudó a recuperar mi autoestima. And after I came back to California from Las Vegas, and then I went with all this information. I was so excited. What would be my first service in Alano? And then when I went there, it was coincidence that it was opening of a babysitter coordinator. And then I began to be a babysitter coordinator in that group on Friday morning. And that service helped me to have an open mind, to make decisions, to trust myself, because you trust myself first, and then I trust myself. And that one, it helped me to recuperate my self-esteem, because before Alano, my self-esteem was zero. I have a very low self-esteem. And through service, I was able to recuperate this my self-esteem. Una vez que terminé de trabajar los 12 pasos, mi madrina me recomendó que participe como oradora en las reuniones de mi grupo para compartir mi experiencia, fortaleza y esperanza. Once I finished to work in the top 12 step with my sponsor that was alone, and the longest one was the four step. She motivated me to be a speaker in the meeting of my group to share my experience, strength, and hope. Y yo rezaba a mi poder superior para que me presentara las oportunidades de servicio. Y en ese momento faltaban madrinas de ala team y ala top. Así que tomé la posición de ser madrina de Alatón, que fue otra maravillosa experiencia de sanar las heridas de esa niña que había crecido en un hogar alcohólico. I was praying because I was talking with my sponsor. Ah, what is a service? I want to be a sponsor. I said, well, put in your need, pray your higher power. He will offer the opportunities for you to do service. And in that moment, it was in need of the Alatín and Alatot sponsors. And I began to be a Alatot sponsor. That it was another wonderful experience to heal the wounds of this little child that was me, not like little child, that was growing up in alcoholic home. Yo me sentía como otra niña al jugar con los niños. Y es grato saber que esos niños ya están en Alatín y siguen su jornada de recuperación. I was there, I was because besides doing the reading, we need to play with the children, not to don't get them boring. And then I was feeling like another child, playing with the children in that program. And I am very grateful that to see these children, not little children, that now they are in Alatin and follow his recovery journey. Yeah, I am very grateful to my sponsor that they motivate me to do that service, because what happened for me before going to service, that I was how I would do it is I would do it perfect, and I know that we can have a service, a sponsor, that we don't need to do it alone, because this is a WIP program that we want the help of the fellowship to do any kind of service. Entonces, agradezco a mi madrina que me motivó a aceptar las diferentes posiciones de servicio, porque ¿qué es lo que a mí me paraba de hacer servicio? Es mi miedo de fallar, de no hacer lo correcto. Y ella me dijo, puedes tener una madrina de servicio, lo cual me dio ya esa tranquilidad y me motivó a aceptar servicio. Hace dos años tomé la posición de enlace en español para el Distrito 14. Esta posición me ha dado la oportunidad de recibir por Zoom muchas invitaciones de otros grupos de Al-Anon para participar en conferencias y aniversarios de otros estados del país, y asimismo de otros países, de México, Ecuador, Costa Rica, e inclusive de mi país. 2 years ago, I took the position of Spanish liaison for the District 14. And this position gave me the excellent opportunity. It blew my mind because I started receiving invitation from another state of the country, from another countries, like from Mexico, Ecuador, Costa Rica, even from my country. Invitation to conference, to anniversaries, that since I am the Spanish liaison, they send me. I am the liaison to all the Spanish group. And I received their invitation to pass it to the Spanish group. And that one it has been a grateful experience. Y ha sido muy provechoso y un despertar espiritual conectarme con otras personas y escuchar sus compartimientos de los oradores. Y ha sido inigualable. Justo yo tenía unos problemas de desprendimiento emocional con mi hermana, y justo escuché un compartimiento, ustedes saben, de Salvador, que salvaba a toda su familia y tenía el nombre de toda su familia. Pues él decía, yo no soy Salvador, nombraba el nombre de sus hermanos, sus padres y todo lo demás, y compartió de que él tenía una capa y que él agarró esa capa y la quemó. Dijo, yo ya no voy a salvar la vida de mi familia. Y entonces ahí, clic. Porque dije, yo no soy, porque él me hizo recordar, yo no soy el poder superior de mi hermana. Yo estoy interviniendo entre la ayuda del poder superior de mi hermana, de su poder superior a ella. Yo estoy interrumpiendo. This opportunity to participate in these Zoom meetings, no, gave me the privilege to connect me with people from another country. and to hear the cheerings and in my own language. And it was, I was in that moment, I was trying to work in from detachment from my sister, that all the time she was calling me that she's got in crisis, I need to help in her, I need to rescue her. I tried to say that I am not your higher power, I am not her. But anyway, I heard this sharing from a very good speaker in Mexico, Salvador, that he was telling about his story about before he was saving his family, and he had the cape like Superman to go and save the family, and he take the cape and burn the cape, and it clipped myself. Okay, I will burn my cape too, because I am feel like saving like a lifeguard for my sister, for my mother. And that one, it was wonderful, because it helped me in the detachment with my sister. Okay, ahora. Como enlace en español, he tenido la oportunidad de asistir a las reuniones de la intergrupal del área 5, que abarcan varios condados. Y se me presentó la oportunidad de tomar el servicio de ser coordinadora de difusión pública. Like Spanish Liaison, well, one of my activities was to participate in the meetings of the intergrupal, the Spanish intergrupal of the, our area that covered many counties, no? Napa, Sacramento, another country. And there was the opportunity, it was to take a service of an outreach coordinator. A public outreach. And then, like Spanish Liaison, one of my activities, besides going to all the Spanish meetings in our area, it was to participate in the grupal meetings of the area that cover many cities. And it was presented the opportunity, no, because there was almost for 2 years. They said, well, 2 years we don't have outreach, public outreach, and we need that position filled out. And I said, okay, I will be thinking. I will ask my higher power, no? He said, that one it was. And then I felt after that, I took that service of the public outreach for the intergrupal of the Area 5. And then I can see how my higher power gave me that job of a Spanish liaison, because I feel like a taxi job, no? Taxi job to take me another job. I feel like it's a taxi service to take me to another service, to another level. Not that this Spanish liaison took me to my thing. I can see how my higher power was laying the plan for my service that I enjoyed. Yes, estoy muy contenta y muy, tengo mucho entusiasmo con este servicio de pasar y difundir el mensaje de Al-Anon. I am so excited with this service. I am so excited. I am so happy with this service, because that service to spread the word of Al-Anon, to spread Al-Anon to all the people who doesn't know about our fellowship. And then I am very exciting. En diciembre, en la reunión que fui de diciembre, la intergrupal, me asignaron mi primera actividad de preparar talleres de guía a seguir para los miembros interesados en hablar en público. Y ya ven cómo mi poder superior me manda lo que tengo que aprender para mandar el mensaje de recuperación de Al-Anon. In December, it was because the intergrupal, they meet the first Sunday of each month. And in December, they gave me my first activity of a public outreach. to prepare a workshop of the guidance the how to the members who are interested to talk in public. I didn't know that it was a guidelines. And you can find that one in the website. And then, because it's necessary to know how to present the message of Al-Anon. There are some guidelines. I didn't know that it was a guideline. But anyway, it was how the service they teach up and then it was my opportunity that to prepare my PowerPoint. I do my presentation, I learn and do my research, and they are wonderful. And I see that I need to send this one to Carl. He asked me for these guidelines. And that one, I can see how my higher power, they was preparing me to send send the message of the Al-Anon program. Okay. Ahora tenemos un excelente proyecto de difusión de mensaje de Al-Anon por la radio, que ha comenzado en enero. Una compañera de Al-Anon que vive en Turlo Modesto tuvo el contacto con AA, que fue invitado a la radio para difundir el programa de AA y invitó a Al-Anon para difundir el programa de Al-Anon. And now I am so excited to this wonderful project that they just start in January to pass the message by the radio, by the Catholic radio, because a member of Al-Anon in Turlo Modesto, they have a contact with AA, and one Sunday they have 1 hour to give the message by the radio of AA. And another Sunday is Al-Anon. Y bueno, ¿cuál ha sido mi servicio aquí? Ha sido de proporcionar las guías de cómo hablar en público, cómo conseguir las oradoras porque no se hacen por Zoom, tienen que ir físicamente a la radio y como esta oportunidad venía de mi poder superior, tengo que confiar en mi poder superior que él va a proveer a las oradoras. Depende un fin de semana a la vez. In this service, I need to provide the guidelines to the people who will be presented the message in the radio. And then my job is to do, somebody said that the speaker seekers, that to found the speakers to because they can be by Zoom. They need to go in person to the radio and to spread the word. And it's in Turlo, in Modesto, that they need to do in person. At the beginning, I was afraid that there are not too much people sign up to be speakers, that I have my calendar until May, January to May, the calendar with the days, the topics, and I just got one speaker for the first, yeah, that was it was in January, this beer speech. And then I said, well, my higher power, he provide this opportunity. He will provide the speakers 1 weekend, maybe 1 weekend by the time. I don't need to be afraid. Hace una semana la oradora que participa mañana, porque mañana va a ser la difusión de Al-Anon, me mandó un texto que quería hablar conmigo. Y yo con mi mente ya dije, oh, de repente va a cancelar, depende si de malogro el cabo, esté enferma, tengo que buscar otra oradora. Y entonces, y ahí entró mi programa, dije, wait. Two weeks ago, the speaker that is going tomorrow to Modesto to do the meeting in the radio, she sent me a text that she need to talking to me. In me, I was like, oh my God, maybe she would cancel, maybe she doesn't have the transportation because she's from Napa. She need to go to Napa all the way to Modesto to do this service. And then I said, okay, here is coming my program. I said, no, you don't need to be worried. You don't need to be suffering with your negative thinking until you receive the message that she wants to give it to you. Entonces, esta la oradora finalmente se comunicó conmigo 2 días después. Y el mensaje era de que quería saber cuál era el tema que ella iba a hablar. Entonces, that person who will participate tomorrow, that she called me, she got in contact with me 2 days after, and she told me what was the message. It was that she wanted to know what is the topic that she need to do in her speech. And then what about Emilia was thinking, oh, maybe she will cancel, I need to find that. And that one is the beauty of the service, is it really helped me to work in my program. Yeah, I want to ask Yanni, ¿cómo estamos con el tiempo?
Tienes el 3:48, entonces prontito, unos 10 minutos.
Oh, ok. Bueno, en este momento quiero agradecer a todas las madrinas del programa de Al-Anon por su paciencia, por su esfuerzo, por su dedicación, por el tiempo. A todas las madrinas que he tenido, muchas gracias. And this time I want to give you a deep thank you to all the sponsors of the program in Al-Anon for your passion, for your time, for your kindness, because you showed me the way to work in my program. I have a deep gratitude. Yeah, is there somebody in the audience, a member of Al-Anon, that don't have a sponsor yet? I highly recommend it to get one. And I'm praying for your higher power to provide one for you. And porque yo lo comparo como ir al gimnasio y no tener un entrenador para saber utilizar las máquinas. No podemos hacerlo solos. Somos una hermandad y aquí he encontrado mi familia espiritual. Y I compare like going, not to do in the province, like going to the gym, no? If I want to be physical and fit, I need to get a training to know how to use the machines, no? And then another thing that I learned is that I am not doing alone. I have all these tools of the program, and we are a fellowship, and this is a WIP program. We are not alone to do service, no, we are not alone to do the program. And here I found my spiritual family. For this song, I am very grateful. And I want to finish it with a reading for one of my favorite books, How Al-Anon Work. And then there are a chart about service because I want to find it. And then I want to see maybe there are some of my friend there that they have the, because we have a meeting that they read about that is based in this book, How Al-Anon Work. And then I'm in page 14, page 99, chapter 14 is they're talking about service. And service, like another panelist said, is the practicing love. Y quiero decirle de este libro, uno de mis libros favoritos, cómo ayuda al Anón a los familiares y amigos de los alcohólicos. Y en la página 99, en el capítulo 14, hablan del servicio, poniendo en práctica el amor. Y en el último párrafo que viene en la plegaria que figura en el marcador del pamphlet, solo por hoy. Señor, hazme instrumento de tu paz. Donde haya odio, siempre yo amor. Donde haya injuria, perdón. Donde haya duda, fe. Donde haya tristeza, alegría. Donde haya desaliento, esperanza. Donde haya sombras, luz. Oh divino maestro, que no busque ser consolado, sino consolar. Que no busque ser amado, sino amar. Que no busque ser comprendido, sino comprender. Porque dando es como recibimos, perdonando es como tú nos perdonas, y muriendo en ti es como nacemos a la vida eterna. Yanni, si you want to say it in English?
I'd be glad to. Muchas gracias. Yes, I'm going to read what Elisa just read in English. It is from her favorite book, How Al-Anon Works, and it is on my old book, it's 101, but it's near the end of chapter 14, and that chapter 14 in this book is on service. I will read the last page in that chapter. Al-Anon service, a bookmark, just for today, has a prayer. This is it. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Thank you.
Like they say here, service putting love in action. I receive too much love, too much miracle from the program that I can do too much for what I receive. And thank you so much for allowing me to be in service. And thank you so much for participate in the Day in Al-Anon. Muchas gracias por dejarme participar. Les agradezco mucho de haber venido al Day in Al-Anon y sigan disfrutando de este banquete espiritual.
Thank you, Elisa. Yay. Perfect.